I have an offer for you you can't refuse. Why don't you stay tuned and listen into Cinema Chat? I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. I'm sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here to fill us in on all things movies and entertainment. How are you, man?
Good. So it's the last day of August. Kind of a sad day for me because it means summer is definitely over. You can't ignore it anymore. I love college football, but I never want to hear about it until the first game because it just means it falls here. So anyway, to celebrate the end of summer, we've got a screening of an Avett Brothers movie that you
love.
Can get
the Avett Brothers.
Everybody loves the Avett Brothers. So this is a documentary that Judd Apatow put together with Michael Bonfiglio. And it was a documentary about the making of their hit album, True Sadness. So it's going to be on Tuesday, September 12th at 7 o'clock, just that one screening.
So you're selling advance tickets,
yep,
then?
Yep, tickets are available in advance. You can get them at the Michigan Theater box office. Well, you can get them at the Michigan Theater when you come there, but you can also get them online at the admishtheater.org. So it's
seems a little out
minutes.
Of the wheelhouse for Judd Apatow, but yeah, I know he's a big fan.
Yeah, well, he likes to tell stories on the big screen.
And
so
there are big stories to tell when it comes to the Avett Brothers.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
So you get the backstory of what's going on. You get to know the front men.
Scott and Seth Avett.
Yep, the brothers that created that band. So anyway, go check it out. Again, one screening only, Tuesday, September 12th. We've already sold hundreds and hundreds of tickets, so get your tickets in advance, and it should be good.
You know, so much has been happening at the Michigan Theater, but we miss talking about what's happening at the State Theater.
That's right.
Is it going to open soon?
It's going to open in the very late fall. We just need to remind people that the fall goes until December 20th.
There you go.
Today is the last day of a matching gift program that we have. Our goal is to raise $8.5 million. We've raised $7.75 million. So we have
just a couple of months left to go. That's pretty darn good.
Less than 10%. But this is actually the hardest kind of money to raise because the early gifts, we got a couple of million-dollar gifts. And those add up pretty quickly. I did the math, and they add up pretty quickly. But we have seat sales that you can pay over time and all that kind of stuff. This isn't a fundraising pitch. But today's the last day. If you're inclined to make a donation, just know that whatever you donate will be matched one-to-one.
So in your latest walkthrough in the theater, what do you see? Do you see it taking shape? Is it now a real vision instead of a construction site?
There's going to be four screens, and they're doing the rough construction on the last two of the four screens. So it's really, really taking shape. Matawi Tile, Narwhal Mug. Mm-hmm. Matawi designed a special tile and then a special design with those tiles that's the surrounder on the drinking fountain. That's been done. It's very, very cool. There's even pictures of it out on the internet right now. The marquee has actually been fully restored, but it's not charged up and ready to go. Not all the light bulbs are in. In fact, we're not going to do that. We're going to put a wrap around it starting next week, and that will pull off when the theater opens in the very late fall. And so if you are driving by, take a look at it. You get an idea of what that really wonderful 1940s marquee was. And a great company here locally did a restoration job on it. The carpet's going to go in here. There's going to be it's an Art Deco theater, so it's got this very cool Art Deco carpeting. We're going to put a 1940s era jukebox that has all the neon and one of those Wurlitzer jukebox that you've probably seen before. But those were very,
you're going
very
to walk
big
into
in the
history 1940s. And have all the modern amenities.
That's right. Well, this was a period kind of device, mm-hmm, that they had. There's going to be a small performance area that's right in front of that jukebox where we can have a guitar player or a pianist and singer and do some fun things there. We're going to have a full liquor license so you can have a performer and have yourself a cocktail or a glass of fine wine. And we're really, really excited about what's going on.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat. David Fair alongside Michigan Theater CEO Russ Collins. And news out of Hollywood has something that perhaps I should pay attention to as I explore potential career changes. Maybe I can learn a lesson here from the movie Patty Cakes.
That's right. David Fair could be a rap singer because the wonderful actress that is the lead performer in Patty Cakes, Danielle McDonald, is a first-time actor in a relatively large movie. But she was cast because of her acting, not because she was a rapper. And that was a very conscious choice by Jeremy Jasper, who's the director of the film. Now, he's a music...
But then you're charged with teaching her how to rap.
Well, yeah, and he's a music guy himself, so it was a very intelligent, conscious choice. But he felt that they had a 30-day shooting schedule. It was a very, very fast a capture of the film, shooting of the film. And so the actress had to be in and out of all of these different emotional situations, which if you're not a trained actor, it can be difficult to do. And he figured that he could train her to do the rap, the hip-hop kind of stuff. And plus he wanted to have a whole bunch of different hip-hop styles, which if you're a rapper, you kind of develop your own style or there's a style that you find the greatest affinity with. So the flexibility of this actress to execute the passion and desire of the director, Jeremy Jasper, was served in this way. And the film comes off really, really well. And it opened just a couple days ago. It was a Sundance hit. It was a Cinetopia hit. Again, this Danielle McDonald is a name to remember. And it's a story about a New Jersey girl who has this dream of being a rapper and not very much is pushing in her favor. Her family situation is difficult. Her deportment and where she is in the world just wouldn't identify her as a rapper.
But, and maybe not in this genre, but it's a relatable story to all of us.
It's
a
very relatable story. This woman is trying to take care of her grandma. She's trying to keep financial things together with the job that she has. She's got a mom that's just a huge challenge to deal with. And she's she's passionate and she works hard and she dreams. And it's kind of in her dream, her dream kind of comes true. It's a good, well done movie. It won the screenwriting award at Sundance, and it's definitely worth checking out. Now we have a comedy that's a lot of fun, A Trip to Spain, and these two actors, Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon.
Steve Coogan's in, I'm in.
Yeah, so they don't play characters, they are themselves, and these two actors go around, and in this case it's Spain, to these beautiful settings. They eat these beautiful meals, and then they banter between themselves, and they both do imitations, and both of them think they do their imitations better than the other guy does. So it's a competition. They did A Trip to France. There was another film in a similar vein that was in Northern England. So A Trip to Spain, if you're a fan of Steve Coogan or Rob Brydon, go check it out. These films are good.
I do until I don't. It tackles a subject matter that is taking place all across the country.
Marriage.
That's true. Right.
Well, this is Lake Bell's film. Now, she did a film that I thought was a lot of fun. It was called In a World. And it was about a voiceover guy who was her father. And she was trying to figure out if that's what she wanted to do. And it was a very charming film. And this is a film. She also acts in it. And it's about couples. And there's this filmmaker that's manipulative filmmaker that's trying to go around and make a documentary about marriage. And so she goes around to these various couples and finds out what they want to do and what they think about marriage. And the filmmaker has a point of view that marriage is outmoded. Well, not all of the subjects find that it's outmoded, but all of them are at a particular point in their relationship. And you're always thinking about stuff.
Where are we? Why am I here? And where am I going?
So it's a comedy about a trio of couples at various points in their relationships. I Do Until I Don't is a film not to be missed. If you liked In a World, you want to check this out. And then we've got our David Lynch series that's finishing up with Lost Highway on Thursday. Today, Children of Men is part of our summer classics series. It's not a children's film at all. Psycho is a Labor Day tradition that we do to welcome the school back. And then Suspiria.
What went into that? So, hey, school's starting. Let's show Psycho.
Well,
what were you thinking?
Young people like Psycho. It's one of the few black and white films that they actually like.
There is a logic to it. School is going to make you Psycho.
That's right. If you're a Sean Williams fan from American Pie Days, Goon, Last of the Enforcer, which is the second film
in
the series.
In the vein of Slapshot.
Yeah, it's a hockey film, and he's about to give up his career, but he just can't resist that last little trip back to nostalgia, and maybe he can make it in the big leagues.
Lots of of options for movies. Enjoy your holiday weekend. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to this week's edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.